Well, you probably wouldn't expect a government agency to target, infect, and hijack millions of computers, but that's exactly what newly released documents from whistleblower Edward Snowden are revealing. It's an initiative of the U.S. National Security Agency called Turbine. Jesse Hirsch is our technology columnist and joins us now to talk more about Turbine. Hello there.
Hey, Rick.
What is this?
It's a phenomenal program run by the NSA and their Five Eyes partners, which includes Canada, the UK, Australia, and New Zealand. It's part of a larger initiative called Owning the Net, and Turbine automated the infection of malicious software on targeted computers. It's basically the same technique that computer criminals use to engage in identity theft and spam. Only in this case, it focused on the type of intelligence and access that these types of agencies would desire. And in automating the process, it allowed them to conduct it at a scale and scope that is both awe-inspiring and equally disturbing. In part because, if you think about this objectively, this really was the largest hack in the history of hacking.
No kidding.
That it allowed them to compromise networks at a scale that, again, just blows the mind.
So how does this system work?
Well, it involves what are called zero-day exploits. And they're called zero-day because they're still undetected to security companies, so antivirus and security software can't detect them. And further, they use things like fake Facebook servers so that when a target would load their Facebook profile, it's not as if they would steal their credentials, but they would use Facebook as cover to then insert this malicious software into their computer. And on a metaphorical level, it's literally a backdoor in which they're installing access that the owner's unaware of that allows them to completely control their computer remotely. But here's the really disturbing part. The targets of this program were system administrators, in that if you think of a system administrator as the person who's responsible for running a network, whether it's CBC, whether it's a corporation, a school, a government, a telecom company, these sysadmins literally hold the keys to each of these networks. And so what the NSA did is it hacked the sysadmins. It went after the people who have all the keys that then gives them access. If they control the sysadmin's computer, well, they control the entire network as a whole. And that's what made the scope and thoroughness of this hack so incredible, because it's almost as if they hacked the hackers to make sure that they had backdoors everywhere.
And so scary as well.
Indeed.
So in your view, just how significant is this latest revelation from Edward Snowden?
Well, this is incredible, in part because the previous revelations focused mostly on metadata. And this is the idea of the envelope, that they know who you're talking to and when you talk to them, but they don't actually know the content of the conversation itself. But this is completely different. This is the installation of backdoors. And so many backdoors, it's almost like that scene from The Matrix in which there was just a hallway of doors, and each door leads into a different world, different part of that particular world. This is the same idea, except it's the internet. As if they created this facility that allowed them to, via backdoors, access any network and almost any computer. And that alone is a phenomenal access that, I mean, granted, this disclosure, we only get a piece of it. We don't know the full entirety. So we don't know, for example, how the oversight controls might work, how the limits to prevent an NSA analyst from abusing this type of access. But if you think about it, these are literally backdoors into every single network across the internet, at least the more substantive ones. And that in and of itself is a really disturbing and, as you say, scary scope.
Yeah. Should we in this country be concerned about this?
Absolutely. And you know, you and I could spend 10 minutes just talking about the privacy side of this particular incident.
Yeah.
But it's the security that is more disturbing, because the problem with installing a backdoor is you can't control who uses it. So by installing all these backdoors all over the place, it's kind of tipping a hat to the criminal. It's tipping a hat to other government agencies who, if they find that backdoor, well, they're going to be like, whoa, look at this, the bounty I have found. And that's the real danger. I mean, it's one thing for governments to be spying. It's another thing for them to creating holes that a criminal can follow up and exploit and then take advantage in terms of spam, in terms of identity theft, in terms of all the nasty things that comes with computer crime. And so that's where, in the interests of national security, these agencies have sacrificed corporate and personal security. And that's the paradox of this program and why it just makes you scratch your head.
So if we take a step back and look at this, I mean, what's the potential fallout from these ongoing disclosures about the NSA?
Well, there's a number. I mean, one is the general state of insecurity. And if 6 months from now we start talking about a criminal crime spree, a computer crime spree, rather, of identity theft and other nastiness, this will probably be why. I mean, secondly, you've also got people like Mark Zuckerberg calling up President Obama saying, look, you can't use our company, you can't use our servers as a way to hack people. I mean, that just hurts us in the end. But ironically, Edward Snowden made his first North American appearance last week. Granted, virtually, because if he were to physically come, he would then disappear for a long time. But he chose to appear at South by Southwest Interactive in Austin, Texas, because of the concentration of young technologists, of startup companies, in which he basically implored them, look, it's time to save the internet. It's time to create new apps, new technologies that respect security, that protect privacy, that allow for, you know, the types of virtues, the types of features that we originally associated with the internet to return. So think of it as a rallying point that now, as we learn just how compromised, just how insecure these networks are, the cryptographers, the security researchers, the developers are perhaps going to rally back and start creating technology that serves the interests of individuals and companies who actually want their stuff secure.
Snowden has all these secrets. Why do you think he's dishing out piecemeal, or is he still online learning from the other side?
Well, that's on the contrary. That's the business side of journalism. He dumped all of these secrets to Glenn Greenwald and his associates. So Snowden basically gave them all at one point. It's okay. Greenwald who's now trickling it out, in part because he needs to vet them to make sure that it's not just like WikiLeaks where you sort of burn assets in the open. But it's also a business opportunity. The Intercept, which is the new publication founded by Pierre Omidyar, one of the eBay founders, with Glenn Greenwald as the chief, well, this gives them lots of great news to leak for months and months to come. So I think part of it is just a way to keep the story going so that you don't dump
next,
it all.
Then?
Well, that's just it. I mean, the escalation has been incredible. And look, what's happening in Russia is the other side to this frame. So maybe they'll use that as motivation to look at how, whether it's in Eastern Europe or whether it's in terms of geopolitics as a whole, how these programs impact, say, U.S.-Russian relations.
Wow. Thank you, Jesse. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Rick.
Jesse Hirsch can be reached via his website, jessehirsch.ca. That's J-E-S-S-E-H-I-R-S-H, jessehirsch.ca.